This is FAQ.
Our FAQ questions today are for Dean Lotto of Pines Power Sports Marine. It's summertime, so we want to get out on the water with our watercraft vehicles, but yeah, maybe we're having trouble starting these things, Dean.
Well, you know what? There's lots of things that come up with water-based stuff that we try to use for the summer, because let's be honest, we only get a week or 2 weeks on vacation. We want this thing to start. It hits the water, and it doesn't start. So, you know what? A couple of real basic things you need to look at first before you even give the service department a call. And these are pretty simple. First of all, is your battery charged up and does it load test properly? And what I mean by load test is, although it's charged to 12 or 13, 14 volts, when you actually put a load on that battery, does it drop below 10 and a half? At 10 and a half, a lot of the electronics in these vehicles, A, the starter won't turn, the dash doesn't want to come on. And although you think your battery's charged up, the load test on the battery is a very, very important. And then with the battery, make sure the connections are all good and tight, nice and clean, no corrosion. That makes a big, big difference in the entire electrical system.
And what's the best way to maintain the life of our battery?
You know what? A lot of those batteries, I mean, a battery in this part of the world, 4, 5, 6 years is about the life of it. You do want to trickle charge it. You do want to make sure you keep it in a heated environment. And you do want to disconnect it in the off season. Now, whether that's a watercraft for the winter, skidoo for the summer, disconnect your battery, keep it in a warm location, trickle charge it once in a while, and then do load test it on occasion just to make sure that you've got the loaded cranking amps that you're going to need out of that battery when the time comes. You know, another thing to check is the spark plugs. When is the last time you put spark plugs? This is a water-based environment that has a real tough time with corrosion when it's under a seat, in an engine compartment, or what have you. And we recommend, actually, every 3-4 years, getting your spark plugs changed. There's nothing like ruining a vacation when your spark plug doesn't want to fire at higher RPMs and you've got to drag it in and burn a couple of days on the water. And you know what? One of the other big things that we're finding more and more is just water in the fuel. And whether the water is in the fuel because you're leaving your boat on a lift and it's coming in and out as that vapors are expanding and contracting, but we're finding more and more of that, and we're installing more and more water separators in the fuel system where you can see that there's water in there and you can actually drain it out. So before you cause any damage, you've got the ability to make sure that you avoid that issue on the water.
Now, once we do these quick checks, I mean, if we still find that we need service, we could still get a hold of you.
Absolutely. Come see us. You know what? We're busy, but we want to make sure that people get on the water, enjoy their vacation. So come on in, get some service done. You know, a lot of this stuff needs software updates. If you stop by and see us, get a software update, give it a once over. Double check a lot of things. You're going to have a lot more fun on vacation.
Keep your machine running great. And the best way to do that is to think of Pines Power Sports Marine for your service. You can visit in the showrooms in Prince Albert and Nipawin, or visit online, pinespsm.com.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ on demand at ckvi.com.